Perigud Beis, Mishnah Beis, the 12th chapter of the second Mishnah. Acharei kosher, a person who plows any amount whatsoever. Menakesh, a person who weeds, or merak. The hamakarsem, a person who prunes, a person who cuts away the branches. Hamizareid, a person who trims, basically means pruning young shoots. Any amount kosher, a person would be chayav, either because of choresh for plowing or zareah, which would be sowing. Hamlaket etzim, a person who collects wood, which is usually understood to mean a person who's actually cutting wood. In the sakein, if the intention is to improve the soil of the tree, kosher any amount whatsoever, a person would be chayav. If, however, in the hasik, if a person is intending for this wood to be used for burning for fuel, then what would be the amount that a person would be chayav, as explained in Perek Ches? The amount would be kedei levasho beitza kala, the amount of wood required to cook a chicken egg relatively easily. That would be the amount that such a person would be chayav on Shabbos if they cut it from the ground. Mishnah concludes, I'm lucky that Tzavi, a person who gathers grass, herbs. Again, this is generally understood to mean a person who gathered or a person who cuts, who severs grass or herbs. In the second, if a person's intention is to improve the soil, then therefore any amount of koshu, he would be chayav. However, in the behema, if his intention is to use these herbs or this grass to feed an animal, the amount is as much as a kid's mouthful. Only that amount a person would be chayav on Shabbos, like usual. Shogeg, to be a korban chatas, b'mezid, he'd be chayav misa, he would be liable to incur the death penalty. The next Mishnah begins a new topic, the topic of kosev, which we will discuss for the remainder of the parak. The Mishnah begins as follows. Hakosev shtei osios, a person who writes two letters, bin bimino bin b'smolo, person writes with his right hand or his left hand. This is a person who is ambidextrous. A person would not be ambidextrous, then in fact, if you're writing with your other hand, you would not be chayav. But if you are writing, if you're ambidextrous, and you write with either one of your hands, bein mishem echad, or if a person writes a character that is generally understood to mean the same type letter, for example, two olives or two bays, the Rambam actually says that if you write two olives, which is not a word, then you would not be chayav. Others disagree and says, no, two letters of the same letter, you would be chayav. However, everyone agrees, ben mishnei shemos. One writes two different characters, two different letters, even if it doesn't spell out a name, you would be chayav. Ben mishnei simanios, whether you use two different types of inks to write these two different letters, let's say black or red ink, b'cholashon, if you write these letters in any language whatsoever, you'd be chayav. A person would be chayav on Shabbos. As we've explained many times, it is done b'shogeg accidentally, and you have to bring a korban chatas. If this is intentional, it's b'mezid, then he would be chayav misa, he'd be liable to incur the death penalty. Comes along Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, my Rabbi Yossi, lo chivu shtei osios el mishum noshem. Rabbi Yossi is saying, no, you actually don't need to write even letters at all, but rather any type of marking would make a person liable, because they declare that writing two letters on Shabbos, Chachamim established that writing two letters on Shabbos, a person is chayav. Why? Because of marking, because of roshim. Shekach hayu kosvim al karshim mishkan. That is in fact how they would write on the boards of Mishkan, Leda, Ezehu, Ven, Zugo, to know which ones were the matching pieces. And here the Rambam explains that according to Rabbi Yossi, roshim is actually the one of the of malachos. And kosev is a tolada. Writing is just a derivative of roshim. That is not the halacha, however. And in fact, kosev is the of malacha, and roshim is the tolada. The Mishnah concludes, Amar Rebbe, Rabbi said, Matsinu shem katan mishem gadol. And if the writing is significant, a person can still be chayav, even though he didn't complete the intended action. For example, if a person really intended to write a person's name, and what ended up happening was that he only wrote a short name, which is part of a longer name, such as Shem Yishimon Ushmuel, he writes Shame. He writes the She and Mem from the name of Shimon, or from Shmuel, or Noach mi Nachor. He writes the two letters of Noach, Nun Ches, from the word Nachor, or Dun mi Daniel, or the first two letters, Dalid Nun from Daniel, or Gun mi Gadiel. This person wrote two letters, which in fact starts off part of the name, despite the fact that it was not the person's intention, says Rebbe, nonetheless, a person would still be Chayav. Why is he Chayav, even though he didn't fulfill his intention? The reason is because, since he wrote down these two letters, and there's a word by themselves, as if he completed an activity, and therefore he would be Chayav for writing for Kosev on Shabbos. Rebbe's statement to conclude our Mishnah seems to be generally understood in contradistinction and contrast to Tanakama. Tanakama holds if a person writes two letters and it doesn't form a word, the person would not be Chayav. Here comes along Rebbe saying, no, that here, if a person writes two letters, forms a word, they would be Chayav, as opposed to writing two letters, which does not form a word, such an individual would not be Chayav, and perhaps Rebbe Yehuda is coming along here to teach us that only when a person writes two letters, it must create a word in order to be chayav. Two letters written, which do not form a complete word, a person would not be chayav. The halacha is, however, does not follow Rebbe, follows Tanakama, that if a person writes two different letters, even if they do not form a word, a person would in fact be chayav. Once again, v'shogeg, korban chatas, the mazid, a person would be chayav misa.